This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In the past few years, strike action by workers in China has been increasing. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports on the latest strike, one of the largest in the country's recent history.
Thousands of workers at a shoe factory in China have been on strike for 4 days. More than 30,000 workers are employed at the factory in the southern city of Guangdong. They have been demonstrating in the streets to protest unpaid social benefits, poor wages, and improper labor contracts. There have been numerous violent clashes with the police. Many workers have been sent to hospital. Police have been visiting homes at night to arrest workers. The action is being organized by the workers themselves because there is no union at the factory. The strike comes just as shoe factories in China are preparing for a major production run aimed at supplying shoes for the summer season in Europe and the United States. The factory, which employs the workers, produces shoes for companies such as Nike, Adidas, and Puma. It's partly owned by Taiwanese investors. The China Labor Bulletin, which is based in Hong Kong, has recorded 200 labor disputes in the country since January 1st. This is a 30% increase over the same period last year and may be due to a slowdown in the Chinese economy. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
Most of the world's goods are transported by ships staffed by seafarers. The Global Union Federation, which represents 600,000 of these seafarers, is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF helps make sure that the workers are paid their wages and are employed in safe and healthy conditions. It does this under the Maritime Labor Convention of the International Labor Organization, the ILO. One of the cases that the ITF is currently working on is the abandonment of a ship and its crew by a company that went bankrupt. Edgar Smith of ILO Radio reports on the situation. He interviews one of the crew members, Archie Adorable, and a representative of the ITF, Paul Fulzon.
They are abandoned seafarers, and they have been stranded on their vessel for almost a year. There is little to do, no money to get home. They haven't been paid for the past 6 months. All this uncertainty is taking a heavy toll.
Sir, I'm so worried because we cannot get our money because our company is bankrupt. Then I'm worried also about my family for their daily needs. And my son is born on March 25. Now his first birthday that I've never seen him.
Since the bankruptcy, there's been no one to pay for fuel and wages, and the ship was effectively set adrift. She is now anchored off the island of Malta in the Mediterranean Sea. Paul Fulzon of the International Transport Workers Federation has been making the 11-mile journey out to the ship and its abandoned crew for several months. He knows what to expect.
They are very tired, they are devastated, they have news from their families, they are broken without money, mortgage, with banks, education for their children, health problems. The morale is very low, I can tell you.
This is a humanitarian issue. You have people stranded, abandoned by their owners, okay? Abandoned because they did not give them food, they did not give them salary, and for me, I consider them as imprisoned on the ship. This is imprisonment.
Their financial situation is desperate. Most have been forced to take out loans to support their families back home.
16 months waiting. And then my family also wait for me to come back. But instead of come back, I'm still here. I'm stuck.
The government of Malta, with the support of the ITF, is doing what it can, providing fuel, food, and fresh water to the bee ladybug on a regular basis.
Yeah, I feel we are abandoned because no one cares for us except this ITF that helping us.
In other news, construction workers building the facilities for the 2014 World Cup of football, soccer, in Brazil have ended a 4-day strike with a victory. They won a 9% wage increase and an increase in their food stamps. In Lebanon, employers have been firing Lebanese workers and replacing them with Syrian refugees who agree to work for lower wages. The government says the practice is increasing Lebanese unemployment. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.